You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Joe, we are, of course, doing some coverage of the OUSA exec elections for 2026. In the room with me right now, we have the trio who are each running for the role of admin vice president for the executive in 2026. We have Kamisha Jones, Tate Agnew, and Sam Soppa all here. Kia ora, how are y'all doing?
Haven't been better, mate. Haven't been better.
That's great to hear. What about you?
Yeah, it's great. First time on a radio.
Mm-hmm. Kia ora.
Yep, very excited to be here.
Awesome. So how we're going to run this, we'll do an opening 30-second kind of pitch, and then we'll do some closing remarks, and in between those, I have some questions for all of you. So we'll start with you, Tate. Do you have a 30-second intro slash pitch you'd like to voice?
Sure. Kia ora, my name is Tate Agnew. I'm an ecology, history, and zoology student. My main policies revolve around sustainability, accessibility, improving housing insecurity, and supporting undergraduate research. I've sat on several boards and work as an environmental youth consultant.
Kia ora, my name's Kamisha. I'm a politics and ecology major. There are two main things that I think I'll bring to the exec next year. That's accountability in terms of myself and holding the rest of the exec accountable. And secondly, sustainability, so building things that last as well as protecting the environment. And when I say building things that last, I mean like cost of living, supports for students, and just general upkeep of services and well-being.
I'm Sam. I'm a Bachelor of Arts student majoring in politics and history, not politics, yeah, politics and communications. God, that's ironic. My main policies are based around kind of just improving student life and ensuring that through helping OUSA get back to the state that it has been in previous years without causing cuts or reductions to student services. I'm also a Radio 1 volunteer. Tune in on the Monday drive. I know I'm slack and I don't come in sometimes, but that's because I've been politicking.
Maddie keeps the ship down, Pat.
You know, she's so goated, bro.
She keeps a tight ship. Now, do you all see this role as more of a sort of internal bureaucratic role rather than one that's more actively engaged with students? How do you perceive the role of admin VP, starting with you, Sam?
I think it's a bit of both. You do have the whole pastoral care of the other exec members, ensuring that they are handling the workload and, that they're, you know, not burning themselves out, and if they are finding solutions around that, but also you do have a duty to the students to be transparent with them, to present things in a way that, you know, is understandable and consumable and is something that students want to engage in, which has been an issue in past years for OUSA and the exec specifically.
You, Kamisha?
Yeah, I think we definitely need someone who can bring both kind of skill sets to the table. I mean, understanding the Constitution and understanding policy is certainly such a huge part of the role as its administrative vice president. But at the same time, like Sam said, the pastoral care of the rest of the exec and also supporting the president and being in charge of engaging with the students, like in the form of the referendum and surveys, I think that's really important, which is where like more social leadership skills really come into play.
If you take.
I have to agree with what both of you have said, that it is quite currently an insular role, and I think that as AVP I would like to open that up to include more students in general communications and understanding what they want from us.
As the kind of role, you know, people say that, you know, what does the orchestrator do in a choir? They kind of play the choir. I think that's kind of the role. The conductor, sorry, yeah, the orchestrator. That's the kind of role I see that the admin VP takes on the exec. What direction do you want to see the OUSA slash exec take in 2026?
I think building off of what I was just saying, it would be nice to engage the general student population more. I already said some of my policies, but it would be nice to get lots of feedback on what the actual students want to get out of the OUSA.
Yeah, I think if this year has showed us anything, it's that students really do care about politics. They are engaged and they want to be engaged and they want to be heard. And I think that, respectfully, this year has been a bit of shambles with the exec, and that's really not everyone's fault, but I think we need an exec that is going to work together no matter what and negotiate and coherently, yeah, be peaceful with each other.
Yeah, I think a big part of the exec is, especially the focus for next year, will be ensuring that, you know, it is accessible for students and making it so that they can have like a low effort input into the exec and OUSA whilst having a high impact output, and the force multipliers are the exec.
Mm. Least favourite aspect of the job? I want to get into that. Is it reworking the Constitution? Is it doing policy? Is it some other nerdy admin shit? What is the least interesting role of being the admin VP? I'll start with you, Tate.
That's a really interesting question. I think it's just walking that line of politics, honestly, between what's appropriate and what's inappropriate, because it's easy for me to say I'm going to come in and do all these things, but the truth is, a lot of those things might not even be realistic. And I, as an outsider from the OUSA exec, might not understand that until I theoretically get the role.
Yeah, I think I don't really find any part of the role uninteresting, but I think certain parts of the role will be hard, such as I'm really big on transparency and I want to maintain good relations with things like The Critic and Radio 1. And when you're in a position like that, it can be hard to balance your professional duties and like belief in transparency, so that's something that I really want to make sure I bring to the table.
I think that, you know, there is no part of the role that is a bad part. I like to look at things positively because being sad's sad. I think that, yeah, the, like, constitutional rewrites, they will be a hassle. I wouldn't call them bad or a pain. Well, they might maybe a little bit of a pain, but hey, sometimes you just got to crack in and get it done because that's just what you got to do.
Necessary evil.
Well, speaking of necessary evils, it seems like it's going to really impact, I guess, your social life and your study ability. How do you expect to juggle all the different demands that you'll face as being admin VP, a student, and if you have an extra work on the side?
It's funny that you mention that because I've actually just made a shift to set my degree up so that I can, you know how they refer to, what do they call it, like president's papers, where they have like papers that the president will take that are kind of relatively low effort, but they still meet course requirements for the whole being a student during your presidency thing. Mm. I've kind of set my degree up so that I can do that for next year, and potentially if I look into extending my tenure on the exec, into doing that for the year after that as well, add a minor or something, you know. But hey, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm the same. I've done pretty much 8 papers every year up until this, and this is my 3rd year. And so next year I'm kind of looking at 4 elective papers. So that will certainly be chill. And in terms of my social life, I love socializing, but because I have some quite serious like chronic fatigue issues, I don't really drink. And so I'm really committed to doing my part for student culture in other ways.
I would like to say that I am quite good at time management. I know I mentioned this at the forum the other day, but I love my Google Calendar and I have a lot of roles. As for social life, don't really have one. Funny you say that, I also have chronic fatigue, so don't really drink, don't really go out, which makes it actually really easy to prioritize schoolwork and other executive responsibilities.
Mm. This next question is going to be more for, I guess, Kamisha and Sam, as you've both put yourselves or are both on tickets. Kamisha, you're on a ticket with Liam White. Sam, you're on a ticket with Dan Leamy. If you get in but your respective president does not, how will you fare in the role? Does that really matter into how you're going to cooperate on the exec?
I think it's one of those things, you know, you get out what you put in. If Liam is willing, you know, I'm absolutely willing to work with Liam and just crack in, because I think it's one of those things, out of, like, in all of the candidates, there's such a limited range of actual policy, like, in terms of, like, the variety of it. Everyone is kind of after the same thing. Mm. And I think it's kind of just a matter of being like, hey, you know, it is what it is. We've got a crack in. You may not be who I ran with, but hey, it's one of those things. You know, kiss and make up or whatever. We'll shake hands, probably. That's probably more appropriate.
You can kiss Liam if you want.
Hey, if he's down,
I'm
down.
We'll get him in the booth, then we'll get a live kiss on it. How about that?
Hey, if he's into it.
All right, you, Kamisha.
Well, in terms of me, I'd like to make a correction. I'm not on a ticket with Liam White.
Okay.
I think there was a bit of confusion between endorsements and a ticket, and certainly a ticket was not my intention. My vote is undecided.
Mm.
And I currently am not aligned with Daniel or Liam. And I think that what I bring to the role is experience and genuine passion in being able to work with whoever gets in as president.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of candidates that I think are great, but I will not be running on a ticket with any of them. So feel free to vote for me either way.
Cool. With a seemingly shoestring budget, I mean, I remember Liam saying on the Monday forum that the OUSA budget is more like a fish and chip budget than a champagne budget. With a seemingly shoestring budget, you know, what kind of changes do you think you can expect that you can actually make? And we'll start with you, Tate.
I think it's working with existing clubs and university programs to see what are the least expensive programs that we can put in place without costing us too much money.
Cool. So I think a lot of budget cuts and, you know, having it tight, like the budget tight, budget cuts that having already happened. That's what I mean. It does put the exec in quite a difficult position. So for me, what I kind of want to see is an exec that takes the time to identify where we can help students out, and branches like Critic or like Radio 1 or like Clubs and Socks that might suffer from the tight budget, what can we do to help them out? Be that in the way of fundraising, be that in the way of like strategic reallocation of certain funds to prioritize the most important things. Things like that that I think will really make a difference if we have an eye for detail.
Yeah, I think Kamisha's very much right in saying that. And I think there are a lot of really good policy that are already in place. And I reckon, hey, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if we can, you know, give it a bit of a tune up, see what we can do to make things more efficient, make things, you know, more bang for buck. Yeah, just make things better. Do what we can.
One thing that seems to be a kind of a resounding theme from the forums that myself and our music director Logan Edwards have been doing is that people want an exec that is efficient, is united, and does not bicker. How will you work to ensure that if you get in next year?
I think it's really important that the exec does have a really good working relationship with each other, and I think, you know, yeah, as Critic has reported this year, there have been issues with that. I believe there's been some rounds of mediation and that sort of thing. And I think it's just really important to, you know, an ounce of prevention's worth a ton of cure, as they say. God, I keep hitting one-liners. And, you know, just get on a problem before it becomes a real issue. If we notice a little, you know, little itchy bites crocking up, get into them before they, you know, turn gangrenous.
Yeah, so personally I take... there's like a two-street approach that kind of works together. The first one is there's a difference between personal and professional opinion. This is something that I've definitely found with the Tramping Club, because Tramping Club has a huge amount of money, and often on the exec with there we have personal opinions, and then you have the opinion representing the institution. And so I think all exec members, and actually Daniel and I were chatting about this morning, being able to walk that line is really, really important. And I think secondly, just being able to communicate effectively with the rest of the exec rather than just like going straight into bickering. I don't like raised voices. I don't like pettiness. And I think people after this year are really looking forward to an exec that has people's best interests at heart.
And for you, Tate?
I think it really comes down to ABC, always be communicating. The truth is we will have disagreements and we won't align our views on everything. However, that doesn't mean that we have to resort to yelling or going behind each other's backs or anything like that. I just think it's very important that we prioritize the fact that we are adults and we can put our views on the table, we can understand that not everyone's going to agree with them, and we can do our best to find common ground.
Awesome. Now, one kind of fun little perk about the AVP job is that when the president leaves town, you become the sitting president. Do you promise here on the program to not dissolve OUSA if you become president for a short while the president is on vacation? Starting with you, Tate.
Yes, I can definitely promise that I will not dissolve anything while the president is away.
Great.
I mean, yeah, I 100% will not dissolve anything. I love the Tramping Club gear room, man. Like, that's not going anywhere.
Cool.
I think if I tried that, you'd come and give me a clip round the ears. So.
Clip round the ear roll. Yeah, well, thank you for indulging in this little corridor. It's been bloody fantastic. Do you have any closing remarks, starting with you, Sam?
A vote for me is a vote for change. Chuck one to Daniel as well. He's a good dude.
Controversially, I think whoever you vote for is a vote for change, because majority of the exec will be new. And I think that whoever you vote for out of us three, we all have something like really great to deliver, and I hope that I will be able the one to deliver that. So, yeah.
Kind of adding on to what they were saying, whether or not I get in, I hope that my policies have resonated with someone out there and that I can work collaboratively with whoever gets in or whoever doesn't to make these policies a reality.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much for joining me on the program.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.